crew cab models with Turbo Max engines and get up to $7,000 off MSRP. And we have Silverado LTZ and RST models in stock too. Now is a great time to get end of summer offers and incredible savings on new Chevy and Buick models. So come see us today or visit our website, longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:23, sunshine, 77 degrees.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Well, Jen, it's always good to have some common sense in here. We appreciate you, handing that out to us.
Amen.
On a monthly basis here. How are you?
I am doing great. Day one of classes at ESU, so it's kind of cool that my visit fell on this day.
Yeah, first day of class. Are you excited?
I am very excited. All my classes are full or over full, and that is great.
Well, that is a good thing.
Yes,
you bet.
That's what I want.
And, boy, you've had some construction going on and some renovations happening on campus.
Yes.
And things are looking good.
Things are looking good. So hoping for a great year.
I think it will be.
Yeah, I'm very glad that they moved the event inside tonight.
Yeah.
When I saw that message, I was like, yeah, that's smart, because we don't want people dropping. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. With heat index readings near 110, 115,
right.
Not good.
No, not good.
No uncle.
Yeah.
You know, up to this heat. And
yeah.
I know you're not a big fan of the extremely hot weather.
Nope, I keep telling my husband, Alaska, let's go. Let's just move. And he's like, you wouldn't last through one fall, let alone winter. It's going to pass.
It's going to pass. And as Chuck mentioned, this weekend looks good. So we're thankful for that. We have our BBC golf tournament here for the radio stations here this weekend. And good timing on that. We'll take 92 and 89 out there this weekend for that, for our 32nd year of this. So, all right. So it's back to school. Students have been, you can tell there's a different vibe around town already, can't you?
Oh, yeah. The energy kicks way, way up.
It does.
When a lot of the athletes come back and football's just, I'm like, there's so many of them. It's just like, there's just so many. But, and then the students moving into the dorms and the campus housing. And so it's just great, you know. It's summer's a good little, you know, reprieve for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's really great when they all come back and the energy gets to going. So.
Yeah, it does make a huge difference. So welcome back to you all, and let's make it a great 2023-2024. And we want to talk about micronutrients today, Dr. Jen.
Yes. I was thinking, you know, I'm always thinking about topics, and I know this came up months ago when I brought you guys the smoothie that had all the goodies, you know, thrown into it and blended up, and just how you can get so many nutrients from just that one drink. And I know it came up also when we talked about how the science on red meat has changed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just a friendly reminder there. Yeah. So, and then we had Beef Fest, you know, this past week. So a lot of people just talking about that, and it provides a lot of these. So, but I know when the word first came up, you know, I remember Chuck saying, whoa, 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 back up. You know, what is that? Not everybody, most people know macros. You know, you hear macros, even if they're not completely sure what macros are, but most people have an idea that that's your proteins, fats, and carbs. But micronutrients, it does. People just either haven't heard it or they're just not sure exactly what it means. And that's unfortunate because they are very, very, very important. And a lot of people, even in a developed nation like ours, a lot of people, even if they're not completely deficient, they can be just a little bit short, falling a little short on things.
Okay.
If they are deficient, they tend to realize it pretty quickly. I think I've mentioned on here before, I was iron deficient, right? I was in grad school. I was in grad school and trying to live on, you know, a very, very limited budget and was eating very, very limited foods and then couldn't figure out why I felt like death. I was just very tired and ended up going to the doctor. Well, my iron, because I could not afford hamburger, let alone steak, my iron was way, way low. And they immediately put me on a supplement and told me some other foods that were not quite so expensive, you know, to try to get in my diet, and I was able to get that back up. But we have some great handouts. Have these been posted yet, do you know?
Yes, they have,
okay.
I believe. Yeah.
Awesome.
On the Dr. Jen page, KVOE.com.
Yeah, I encourage people to go and look at these. You know, this is what I would call a lot of textbook information, but it's not in textbook format. And so, and that's what I try to do with the handouts that I provide is get it to where kind of some of that really solid information is in a visual format that's easy to follow and easy to understand. And the one is bright red and orange, and it says the role of micronutrients. But it first breaks down that we tend to classify foods, you know, those are the two classifications, your macros and your micros. And you can look at your macros as the big picture. Like we said, is this giving me carbs, proteins, fats? And then, of course, even those break down. You know, fiber is a type of carb. So, but those are the three main ones, and it tells you kind of the big picture of what your food is giving you. There's more than one present in most foods, especially most of the foods that we're really familiar with. And these are, at the bottom of it says, these are very familiar to us because it tends to be how we classify them. And honestly, that's being hopeful. Most people classify their foods into, I like this and I'll eat it, or I don't like this and I will not eat it. Keep it away from me. But when we look technically, this is really how people classify it. So your micronutrients are the chemicals found in trace amounts in your foods. And so really when you hear someone say, that's a good micronutrient food, it's vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. That's what they're talking about. And so you could see why, you know, a few months ago when I brought you guys that smoothie and it had the spinach and all the different berries and it had some flaxseed in it and it had some dark chocolate. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. It has all those and especially the antioxidants. So it's very, very good source of all those micronutrients. And the reason why I really do want people to pay attention to this, and again, there's a handout that goes further and breaks down all the vitamins and minerals, is because these are the things that, you know, most of us go, we look at the carbs, the fats, the proteins, energy, right? Especially carbs. That's what keeps us chucking so we don't drag midday and we look at those as that's what provides us energy to just get up and do what we need to do each day, which is great. When you start to look at vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, you're talking about your immunity. You're talking about your hair, your skin, your nails, your bones. These are things that I don't care whether you're a little kid or a middle-aged person or an older person. Those are things that always matter. You know, whether we talk about it or not, whether we realize it or not, those are important things. Most of us want our bodies, you know, in every part of them to thrive. And we don't want to get sick with all the different icky, you know, yucky stuff that can make us really sick. We just want to avoid that. And so making sure that we're picking foods, not just, oh, that'll give me protein. And you know, I'm around, again, students and student athletes, they're a lot of them focused on muscle. That's great. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's great. And there are foods that can give you really quality protein, but what can you put with it? And this is me staring at my football players right now. What can you put with that chicken or that steak, you know, that's going to give you those vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that's going to help you to not get sick, help you to not become iron deficient to where you don't have energy and you can't figure out why, and to just keep everything, you know, we talk about human performance. The name of our major is health and human performance. If a human wants to perform at an optimal level, and that's what our field focuses on, they've got to make sure they're getting nourishment. And so much of our nourishment needs to come from those micronutrients.
Well, and when you look for nourishment, you need to know exactly what to look for, right, in these foods?
Yes.
You know, finding that information and make sure that food is carrying what we need.
Right. And I mentioned to you before we went on the air, it's kind of funny right now, and I admire because I think they're still doing the farmer's market outside. Are
they
not?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yep.
Oh boy. and I know it's Wednesdays. It's in the evenings, but still, it's still hot out, even like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. But a lot of your foods that you're going to find in the produce section, and just with the kind of fresh section, including nuts and seeds and beans or legumes, those are really good. So these are things at your farmer's market or your grocery store. That again, you tend to buy fresh and ready to go. There's an expression, if your food can go bad, it's good for you. If the food can't go bad, it's probably not that good for you. But yeah, this the backside of the one handout lists green leafy vegetables. Other colorful veggies, and we've talked repeatedly on here before about your reds, your blues and purples, your whites, everything. So red pepper, squash, green peppers, asparagus, tomatoes, mushrooms, all those good veggies. Get those different colors. Get a little deja vu here because you'll see that it says fruits, which obviously all fruits have benefits, but then it says especially berries, which we had a whole visit about. Again, I think that's why I brought you guys the smoothie, was to prove how many berries you could get into just that one recipe. So berries, we've said it time and time again, are like medicine, protective medicine, preventative medicine. So it says strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, but even melon, pineapple, apples, pears, kiwis, all of those very, very high in various antioxidants, and antioxidants help fight disease, especially cancer. So kick those up. And then the other side does go on to talk about those things that may or may not be, you know, in your typical grocery store where you can scoop them up, put them in a bag, take them home. Some are on the inside aisles, you know, already ready to go and maybe have something added to them, and that's okay. But getting those nuts, those seeds, those beans and legumes, the whole grains, and then any of your grass-fed or pasture-raised wild animal products, especially fish. Really, really good for you to get fish.
Wild
seafood. And you know, the good news is we can get some of that frozen, available frozen around here. Wish we had a little bit more access to immediate, you know, fresh, wild-caught, like salmon and tilapia. But we typically have to buy those things frozen here, you know, from a grocery store that has brought them in. And
well, the tough thing there, too, is, you know, if you have looked in your grocer's freezer section, frozen food section, you will find when you're looking for fish that a lot of it has been caught and processed in China.
Yes.
Which my wife, number one, says, I'm not going to touch it.
Right.
I'm not going to touch
it. Your wife is very, very smart.
Yeah.
Every time you talk about her, I like her. We would get along. Yes, the China stuff, you don't want it.
You don't know.
You don't know, and it's just not going to be the best way to go.
Speaking of seafood, by the way, sorry for interrupting here, but it was on this date. In 2003, that Red Lobster, started their all-you-can-eat crab promotion.
Okay.
And wound up taking a $3.3 million loss.
Yes.
They seriously underestimated how much people eat.
Right. How much, people eat and how much we love crab legs.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
Oh.
You got to work for it. You got to work for that meat, but it's so good. So I did not know. I knew they didn't do it for very long, but I did not know that they lost.
They were crushed.
That much money. Wow. Yeah. Whoever's idea that was.
It's great idea.
Yeah. Not a mathematician. You're fired. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And again, we do have these handouts posted on Dr. Jen's page. Log on to KVOE.com. Click on the On Air tab. At the top of every page, there'll be a drop-down menu. And right at the top is Dr. Jen. Click on that and all of the handouts are right there for you.
Yep.
Do that. And this is, you mentioned colorful vegetables all over the place right now.
Yeah.
They're really.
Yeah. Go to the farmer's market. See what they have. I actually, I was thinking when I was walking in, I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and we got started on, because she grows tomatoes, and just how good they are when they're homegrown versus what you buy at the typical grocery store. And I was telling her, I'm like, I always think, oh, I don't really like tomatoes until I go and have a homegrown one. And then I'm like, oh, yes, I do. This is what they're supposed to taste like. And by the end of the conversation, I was like, oh, my word, we sound like we're 75 years old. But just talking about back when we were kids, they tasted different. Well, that's because we grew them ourselves back then, or our grandparents did, or parents, or whatever. But, you know, then I had kids, and oh, gosh, I'm just going to grab it at the store because it's easy. And then you just don't realize that they're just not as fresh when you get them there. They sometimes come from a long ways away, whether that's China or South America or whatever. And so I always say, it's like with everything else, buy local, as local as possible, or regional. regional as possible whenever you can. And pretty much so with everything, you're going to get better quality. And with our food, you're going to get, it's going to be more fresh and it's going to taste better. People who do grow for the farmer's market and grow locally, they tend to put a lot of care into, you know, we talk about the apple orchard and things like that. They have to put a lot of care into that because that's going to people that they know, the people in their community. So there's just a little bit more comfort there in terms of where it's come from and how fresh it is.
There is work to growing anything.
Anything.
There really is.
Yes.
And to do it right, do it well, they got to be passionate about it. You just don't heave the seeds out there.
No.
And it happens. You know, you're talking about some loving care.
Yeah.
To these plants.
Got to be tended to. And speaking of that, so I grow little mini peppers, the little colored mini peppers. I grow them in a pot on my porch. It's the only thing I ever attempt to grow because I have like a black thumb. But the other day, what was that? Saturday? I think it was Saturday. Jordan, my 12-year-old, he's like, Mom, you've got to bring your peppers in. Well, it slipped my mind. And of course, it's 112 raging degrees outside. So I ran out and they looked like the picture of death and were wilting. And I mean, literally, you know, that morning when I had watered them, they were fine.
Yeah.
And I did. I brought them in, got them in the cool, you know, where they were still in front of a window, but they've perked back up a little. I'm like, I didn't kill them completely or allow them to be killed, but you've got to really pay attention to things. So
we had, hanging baskets of flowers and Saturday, it took a toll.
Yeah.
I mean, they took a beating.
Oh, my gosh.
And they generally come back pretty quick after another watering, but we have one plant that's still taking a standing eight count.
Resuscitate. Yeah. Yes, yes. Please, come back.
I know. And on your handouts, you have a lot of information on the Eat Your Vitamins and Minerals page.
Well,
there's a lot of info there.
Yeah, and I thought this one might be handy, and I made it two-sided. Again, the one side of it, the green chart, it looks exactly like what we tend to see in textbooks, but I thought that might be handy, you know, for somebody on their fridge or a bulletin board near the kitchen or something like that, because it does tell you all the different. I like it because it says what the vitamin is, the name that it can go by, which is so weird that they all have other names, what it's good for, things like eyesight, bone growth, immunity, things like that, what can be caused by a deficiency. And those are some scary things, everything from skin issues to night blindness and bleeding gums. I'm like, okay, none of that is fun. So, you know, but sometimes you see that and you go, you see a weird symptom and you might be dealing with that. So, but what a deficiency of any of those causes, what your daily intake needs to be. And then the important part is that very right column, what you can get it from. And the good news is there's a lot of overlap. You know, there's a lot of foods like fish that if they give you one thing, they give you another. And so by making just certain things like the green leafy vegetables and the berries, by working those in, you're going to kill two birds with one stone. In other words, you might be getting vitamin A and C. You might be getting various minerals. So that's a good thing. I always tell people, don't let it overwhelm you. Don't overcomplicate it. Find good things on that list. And I'm staring at avocado right now, dried apricots. You know, immediately I can pick up things that I'm like, ooh, I really like those.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to try to work those in every week, you know, to my diet. And some things like berries I work in every single day because they're so important.
Well, and right now in town, you can pick up really great tasting watermelon and cantaloupe.
Yep.
And there are some really tasty peaches around town too that are very good.
Love peaches. Love them.
Yeah.
Yes.
They taste really good. Cantaloupe is good. I just love them cold. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a great snack, great breakfast, whatever, you know. It's this real melon's really, really good for you.
Well, that's good. All right, so yeah, log on to KBOE.com and get on the Dr. Jen page. A lot of great information on the handouts here.
Whoop, whoop.
A lot of information to go through. So,
speaking of great information, I'm supposed to put a bug in your ear that 2 months from today, on October 21st, we are having the Health Fest at the mall. Again.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we are back to the normal way of having it. We did an event last year. It was a little smaller. We did it at the Anderson Building, but Healthier Lyon County is back on board, and Emporia Community Foundation is once again sponsoring us. So speaking of great information and great samples of different food and drinks, and then we always have amazing prizes. So 9 to noon on October 21st. Obviously, I'll be back before then to drop some more specific information. But just, I know a lot of people for many years got used to that and really looked forward to it. And my students always look forward to it because it's a chance for them to give this type of information and share it with the community.
With a lot of people.
Yes, a lot of people. We tend to have a few hundred go through that. So I was very jazzed when Daphne got a hold of me and she's like, I think we can start this back up again where everyone, all the different vendors come, you know, from throughout the community and talk about their services. And then we do the kind of that center court part with all the health information. So very, very excited. That 2 months, it's going to fly by. I know it'll be here before we know it. And we'll be ready for that. I'm sure it'll be a nice, cool day for everyone to get out. Yes, it will not be 112.
It will not.
It'll be a nice, cool day for everyone to come out and learn, not just about nutrition, but a lot of different exercise and disease prevention and just all different aspects of health, mental health, all that.
Yeah, you were. Who did you team with last year? Would you did you do something?
Just
with
the Emporia Community Foundation. We did have
was
like
Aaron
crosswinds.
Blacker with you last
yes,
year?
Yes, okay. With the Alzheimer's thing.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I know they're doing the walk again this year, but I think it's on a different date. So yes, Aaron Blocker, and then we did. We had some of the vendors like Crosswinds come out. It was just smaller, you know. It was a smaller venue and just a smaller event last year because it was just me trying to plan it. But it's always when Healthier Line County can get behind it and get all their people involved. That's always a good thing. And we'll get the word out and get people there, spread the health.
Yeah, so keep us posted, and we'll get you back on here to talk about that specifically outside of your show. So
will do.
That's a great event. Great event.
All right.
Well, it is, it's go time at Emporia State University.
Woo-woo!
So how many classes do you have?
I teach four in person, but then my fifth one, I also am in charge of interns. And I have I have interns all over. Like, well, there's any given amount. I had like 13 out interning this summer. I think I have 8 or 9 that are out interning all over. And so it's my job to make sure they're doing
what
they're supposed to be doing. Yes, not, you know. And so so I do get credit for that. But I teach four main classes, you know, in the classroom face-to-face with all of them. And that's what I love. So.
So are these four spread out during the week then? I mean, how does that work for you?
I teach three of them on Tuesday, Thursdays, and one on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Okay.
So it's good. They work with us very well on so that we're not too swamped typically on one day or the other, and so it's very doable.
And you mentioned your classes are full.
Mine are full. The advisors, I think, were scared to keep asking, can we add one more? Can we add one more? I was like, okay, like the room literally can't hold anymore. The firemen are going to come after us. So, yeah. So mine are full for the semester. And good news is most of mine are then offered again in the spring. So some of them just wait and take it then.
So what does a full class consist of number-wise?
For mine, it is, they say 30, and then I'll allow it up to 35.
Yeah,
my one that's going to be doing that health event, it got up to 40.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, okay, I have to cut it off. Cause again, the capacity of the room that we're in, you know, we do have to look at that, but it's up to 40 and you know, those are upperclassmen. So, and that one's not offered in the spring. So I really have to kind of push the envelope on that, which I'm fine with. This ain't my first rodeo. I've done this a long time. I can handle 40. So.
You're not a newbie, that's for sure.
No. I am now one of the distinguished. we'll use that. I don't like the word older. I am just moving up in terms of being distinguished.
Seasoned.
Yes, seasoned. That's another good one. Makes me sound like a steak, right?
Yeah. Talk about food. There you
right.
go.
Right. But no. So I would say it's a good problem to have. You know, we're overflowing and we're getting more majors by the day, and that's what we want. So.
Well, that's exactly. And people should be happy to hear that because we need the students on campus.
Yeah. And I've told people, you know, you go through rough things. Any entity does, but we want to focus on the positive and we want to keep getting things more and more positive because that is our lifeblood. Emporia State does so much for the community and it's such a, I say it's an anchor, you know, good anchor and good things are happening. And sometimes, again, it's the process can be kind of rough, but good things are happening and I'm very, very excited for the students who are who are coming back and the students who are here for the first time. I've got many of my peers that I grew up with that I'm now teaching their kids. And I'm like, of course I am, because both of mine are here. My oldest and my middle are now at ESU. So
you're having full circle moments
now. It is. I'm looking out and I'm like, yeah, I went to college with your mom. Hi. Yeah. So that's a cool moment for me. Humbling in terms of my seasoned nature, but it's fun. It's a cool thing.
Well, I think someone wants to shoot you a question or something here. Okay. Hey, you're on with Dr. Jen.
Yes, I have a question. For a nutrient in a green leafy vegetable, which is the best for you? Like kale, spinage, or romaine?
Yes.
What would you recommend?
Yes. I would say yes. And I actually have a handout that I could send to Ron. All the different leafy greens have benefits. And so really they say it's best to just get the different ones, but when people talk about superfoods, kale and spinach are right up there, and then the others are kind of just right. I always say it's almost like a bracket, you know, where you can rank them, and kale and spinach really do come out on top. A lot of people find spinach more palatable, and you got to do stuff with it a little bit more so than kale, but both of those are kind of top-notch when it comes to the leafy greens.
Does a Nutribullet take any of the
Nope.
vitamins and minerals?
Okay. Nope.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks for your call.
That's a great
Appreciate
question.
That. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, on that note.
Okay. Woo woo.
Dr. Jen, another great show. You know, and I'll tell you what.
Yes.
If you want to cool down a little bit, hop on Dr. Jen's page, and it'll take you to the cold water immersion segment we had last month.
Yes.
It really sounds good right now.
It really does. I'm like, no problem convincing me to take a cold shower bath right now. It feels so good. So, yeah, you know, who knew that this is where we'd be a month later? So,
Jen, thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you, guys.
And Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, with a monthly visit here at KVOE. Good morning. It's 8:48.
Follow the progress of Emporia State Hornet football during training camp reports with Hornet head football coach